If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. 有人强迫你走一里路，你就同他走二里。Give the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. 有求你的就给他，有向你借贷的不可推辞。So, I believe most of people sitting here are very familiar with this two famous verse, which is eye for eye, tooth for tooth. The other verse is, if someone strikes you on your right cheek, then turn the other one to them too. 我相信在座的很多人都很熟悉这两个著名的经文。以眼还眼，以牙还牙。另外一个呢，就是如果有人打你的右脸，连你的左脸也转过去由他打。On the surface, we feel kind of contradicted. One sounds like getting revenge, right? The other one is sounds like just take it and never fight back.所以从表面上来讲，这两节经文是完全有点矛盾的。面对被错待、被虐待，一个的主张呢是报复，另外一个主张呢是忍让。So, today, we are going to explore what Jesus actually meant when he taught his disciples. We will learnHow to live according to the spirit of God's kingdom. Instead, we just act based on our own emotion, based on our own desires, based on our flesh. 所以今天我们一起来学习耶稣对于他天国子民的教导。如何遇事的时候能够从属天的生命来反应，而不是用天然的生命来行事为人。Deuteronomy 19:20, the rest of the people will hear of this and be afraid, and never again will such an evil things will be done among you.别人听见都要害怕，就不敢在你们中间再行这样的恶了。Show no pity, life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. 你眼不可顾惜，要以命偿命，以眼还眼，以牙还牙，以手还手，以脚还脚。So this is the contents or a lot of verses. I just picked some of the verses from the Bible. It's talking about the law of retaliation. 所以这个是其中的几节经文，我从圣经里面拿出来来告诉大家，这个就是报复的法则。So what is the intention of the law of retaliation?The law of retaliation number one is, this law is prominent in the Torah as God's means of providing justice and of purging evil from among his people. It was established as a check to inappropriated punishment. It was given to establish an equalization or equivalent of loss.In a given circumstance. 所以报复的法则是在妥拉中非常重要的，具有非常重要的地位，是上帝伸张正义、清除邪恶的手段，也是为了制止不恰当的那个惩罚，在特定的环境下来明确损失的等价性。 So the background of the law of retaliation is, in some Asian societies, punishment was handed out without regards of individual cases. So often the punish or penalty, it's far exceeded the crime. 所以在古代的时候呢，犯罪的惩罚远远的超过罪行的本身。God gave this law of retaliation through Moses as a standard for restitution to prevent the excesses of revenge or the inference of personal bias to destroy the society harmony within the nation of Israel. 上帝通过摩西颁布的这条律法，它是为了制定赔偿的一个标准，防止过度的报复或者是个人的偏见，从而破坏了以色列国家的这个社会和谐。So what's the second intention of Lord's retaliation? The law of retaliation is to be imposed by the civil authorities and the civil courts to protect the public, punish offenders, and deter crime. It was not to be administered by individuals. 所以报复的法则它设立的争议之二呢，是为了这个法则由民事当局或者是民事的法院来执行，是为了保护公众，惩罚犯罪者，并且呢来遏制犯罪。所以这里要注意，这个法则它并不是由个人来执行的。So here we need to pay attention. So this law of retaliation is not and never be administered or imposed by any individual, especially the individual who are offended. 所以在这里要注意，这个报复的法则从来在整个圣经中没有说是要由个人来执行，特别是那个被冒犯的这个个人。So let's read Deuteronomy 19:16-17. If a malicious witness takes the stand to accuse a man of a crime, the two men involved in the disputes must stand in the presence of the Lord before the priests and the judge who are in office at the time. The judge must take a thorough investigation. 申命记19:16-17说，又若有凶恶的见证人起来，见证某人作恶，这两个争讼的人就要站在耶和华的面前，和当时的祭司并审判官的面前。 So as you can see, here the priests and the judges are parts of the civil authorities and the civil courts. They were established to protect the public, to punish the crime, to enforce the law of retaliation. So the law was not and will never be imposed by any individual. So what is the intention number three? God liberates his people from the need to exact personal revenge. They were able to pursue a higher ethical standard. They were able to love and serve one another. 上帝将他的子民从个人报复的需要中解放出来，从而他们能够追求更高的道德标准，他们能够彼此相爱，彼此的来服务。So let's imagine if an individual who are offended, if all his thinking is planning how to revenge, do you think his heart has love? Probably full of hatreds, complaints, upset, depressions, and so forth. 所以我们来想象一下，如果一个人 他满心都想着要报复，他的心里面会有爱吗？他里面会不会都是充满了憎恶，充满了抱怨，充满了这个不好的负面的这个情绪？ So the consequence for wrongdoing should be delivered with steady hands of governing authorities and guided by God's principles. 所以做错事承担后果必须要有政府或者是执法的部门来平稳的公正的来执行，并且遵行上帝的这个神圣原则。 God free his people from the personal revenge because the person who are offended would be too biased in the retaliation. 所以上帝阻止世人的报复，原因之一是因为受到冒犯的人通常他是出于偏见，内心充满着仇恨，所以呢他报复的时候他没有办法公正的进行。 And God doesn't want his people day and night thinking about how to revenge with hatreds in their heart. So the relationship can be healed and harmony can be restored and love can be poured out again. 所以神让他的子民从报复的心态中能够完全的解放出来，这样人际关系才会得到愈合，爱就可以重新被倾注在整个的这个社会里面，那么和谐就可以重新的恢复。 Let's read Leviticus 19:18. Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against one of your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord.The Lord of retaliation, God put the limit on the punishment to make sure the punishment is equalizing to the crime. But there's a lot of abusion. There's a lot of twist of the law of retaliation. Number one, God put the limits, but not an obligation of the punishment.Twisted obligations become another burden, another painful burden for the God of people. God's mercy and kindness will no longer be visible in the interpretation of the law. 上帝设定的惩罚是一个上限，是一个限制，而不是说惩罚的义务。被曲解以后的这个惩罚义务，成为神国子民的另一种沉重的负担。在律法的错误解释中，再也看不见神的怜悯和仁慈。 You know how Pharisee interpret the eye for eye, tooth for tooth? Do you know? They claim that the criminal should pay compensations equal to the value of one eye. Okay?And the Sadducees interpreted that literally, thinking that the criminal's eyes should be gouged out. So that's how they put the obligations to the offenders. They twisted the meaning, the intention of the law. 所以我们来想一下，法利赛人是如何解释这个报复的法则。他认为犯人应该赔偿等同于一只眼睛的价值，而撒都该人呢，认为犯罪的那个人应该把眼睛崴出来。 So as you can see, the limit God imposed, God put, become or twisted or abused, it become the obligationGod's mercy, God's kindness, God's grace, never been seen anymore. It has been forsaken. 所以在耶稣的时代，当上帝的上限被误解为赔偿的义务的时候，神国的子民有更多的负担，所以在律法的解释中再也看不见神的怜悯，再也看不见神的仁慈。 Twisted number two, the law of retaliation has been abused to promote personal revenge. In the world of Jesus' day, when Jews were under the rules of Roman, and there was no apparent justice to protect Jews, the personal retaliation through the violent resistance became worse. 我们知道报复法在当时耶稣的这个年代被变成了一个个人的报复，因为犹太人处于罗马的统治下，没有明显的正义来保护犹太人，通过暴力反抗进行个人报复的情况变得更加的严重。 So now we have the background of the intention of the law of retaliation. We have the twisted interpretations. So how Jesus is going to fulfill this law? Let's read. But I tell you, do notresist an evil person. 只是我告诉你们，不要与恶人作对。 Jesus says, not to resist, not to seek to pay back an evil person for the evil things they have done to you. Instead, returning evil for evil, return good. 所以耶稣说不要抵抗，不要试图报复恶人对你所做的恶事，不要以恶报恶，要以善报恶。It is very difficult, to me at least. I will say to everybody will be the same. So how Jesus fulfilled this law?Jesus condemned the abuse of the law of retaliation and the promotion of personal revenge. Jesus said the righteousness of his kingdom did not consist of absurdly paying back an eye for an eye, but it was obtained through mercy. So this is the heart of kingdom. 这个是天国的核心。This is the mercy principle Jesus shared in the Beatitude. Do you remember? Blessed are the merciful, for they shall be receive mercy. 大家还记得吗？耶稣在登山宝训上说的怜悯的法则，怜悯的人有福了，怜悯人的人有福了，因为他必蒙怜恤。This is what Paul told the believers in Rome. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. 保罗告诉罗马的信徒说，不要以恶报恶，不要被恶所胜，反而要以善胜恶。And what James means, what he writes, mercy triumphs over judgment. Righteousness and social harmony comes when people forgive and overlook offenses done to them, not when they prosecute every wrong. This is James.Written in James chapter 2:13. 这就是雅各写的，怜悯胜于审判。正义和社会的和谐来自于人们原谅和忽视对他们的冒犯，而不是来自于他们对每一个 做错的错误进行审判和起诉。 So let us do not think first about revenge or retribution, even when we are being abused, even we are being wronged. Let Jesus react through you. Our first responsibility is to reverse the dynamic of the situation from taking to giving. We must think of the way to advance the kingdom of heaven and its influence on this earth. 我们首要的责任是扭转局面，把我们的这个思想从被剥夺转变成主动的私语。我们必须想办法如何去推进天国的进程，增强神的国在世上的影响力。 So when we are wronged, naturally, the first thought is what? Naturally, the first thought is to fight back, to revenge. But Jesus said, we should not resist. We should not resist an evil person, but to love and forgive. 当我们受到委屈，当我们受到错待，被虐待的时候，我们的第一个念头，天然的念头，就是反击和报复。但是耶稣说，我们应该善待那些欺负我们的人，不要与恶人作对。 So this is not natural thing. This is supernatural. This is supernatural things. Only with the power and the love given by God can we love others like that, like Jesus. Pray for them. Pray for those who hurt him. Only the power and the love given by God will enable you to do that. So let Christ Jesus react through you, not react in your flesh. 所以我们一定要记住，这个是一个超自然的反应，我们不能凭借自己的力量来做，唯有上帝的力量和上帝的爱能够让我们像他一样爱别人，为伤害我们的人来祷告。 So Jesus then uses four illustrations from everyday life of their disciples, of his disciples. You know, the disciples under oppression. Don't forget this fact. Okay, so Jesus is going to use four scenarios of their daily life to illustrate, to emphasize how they can serve those who offend them. Matthew 5:39. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. 所以耶稣将用四个例子来跟他的门徒，在罗马压迫下的门徒来分享，来强调他们应该如何的服务于那些冒犯他的人。所以第一个例子就是我们所说的，当有人打你的右脸，连左脸也转过来由他打。 So this first scenario appears to be the disciple is insulted in the public. So if someone strikes you on your right cheek, it is not much the hurt as the insult. It won't be that hurt. It won't be that painful, because the offender used the back of their hands to strike your right face. but it is about a person's dignity and honor. It normal happened for the crude military personnel. They will demean oppressed people in that time.
所以我们知道这个场景门徒所受到的公开的侮辱就是有人打他的右脸。这个他所造成的伤害是侮辱多过这个脸上的疼痛。所以是对人的尊严和荣誉的一种损害和侮辱。
So what Jesus tell you, what you need to do, turn to him the other also. When your heart is filled with revenge, your focus is on being offended and humiliated, and your mind and your thought are controlled by the offender's behavior.
所以当你的内心被报复充满的时候，你的关注点都在自己被冒犯了，被羞辱了，心思意念里面都被冒犯者的行为所控制。
On the contrary, when you refuse to respond in the flesh, you are inviting with the love and forgiveness of the kingdom of heaven.
所以当你相反的能够拒绝在血气里进行反馈的时候，你就在用天国的爱和饶恕来发出邀请。
When you refuse to react in the flesh, it is because you know you were once unworthy. Because Jesus Christ redeemed you with his blood when you were still unworthy.In doing so, you are inviting the offender to become your brother and live in harmony with Jesus in the kingdom of God. You give a space for God to work on this people, to work on this offender.Just like you, when you were still unworthy, you were still a sinner, God worked on you through other people. You are also eliminating the motivations for attacking.
你也在消除别人再次攻击你的机会。
So to turn the other cheek indicates Jesus' disciplesare so secure in themselves that they do not need to retaliate with more evil than the evil done to them. By turning the other cheek, they place themselves in a position of greater indignity and a greater vulnerability.But this provides opportunity to serve the offender.
我们来想一下，当你转过你的脸颊，表明耶稣的门徒在主里面，他们非常有信心，非常有安全感，他们不需要以对比他们对方所对他们所行的邪恶来做更多的邪恶的事情来进行报复。通过转向他的另一个的脸颊，他们将自己置于更大的羞辱和更大的脆弱的地位当中。但是我们这么做为上帝打开了一扇门，提供了服侍那些施行暴行的人，施行冒犯的人一个机会。
So, what's the second one? Matthew 5:40. And if someone wants to sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well.
有人想要告你，要拿你的礼衣， 连外衣也由他拿去。
The second theme appears to be disciple is being taken to the court in an attempt to sue to take their tunic. So most people know tunic is very simple and basic. It's an undergarment or the shirt they wear, you know, touching their skin, next to their skin. So, 这里讲就是第二个的情况是那个门徒假设门徒被带到了法庭而这个法庭呢要叫他将礼衣赔给这个告他的人。我们讲礼衣是贴身穿着的一个非常常用的一个衣服。而 cloak is a long, heavy and robe-like coat. It is the most important piece of clothes in that day. Okay, that was worn over all other garments, all other clothes, so they cover always. And also one more thing is the cloak is normally used as a blanket at night to keep them warm. 所以外衣是非常厚重的一个衣服，一个斗篷是当时的人们最重要的一件衣服，因为它晚上的时候是用来御暖的。 So Jesus instructed disciples, if someone tries to sue for their tunic, they should let him have their cloak as well.As you know, when the cloak was given as a pledge, it had to be returned before sunset. So why Jesus asked for that? What does that mean? 所以我们知道这个外衣如果被抵押的话在日落之前必须要归还因为他们晚上要用。So what Jesus tells you,Jesus makes a startling demand of his disciples. They must reverse the dynamic instead of defending themselves or seeking retaliation. They must give to this person their most basic necessity. If lawsuit makes them forced to give up the shirt, thenOut of love and in a spirit of reconciliation, give away their cloak to do more than the law requires them to do.
如果诉讼迫使他们放弃了一件衣服，那么出于爱和和解，将外衣也要给他，要超越法律的要求。
This is what Jesus tells you, the second scenario.The third one, if someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. So the third illustration draws a military scene. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. What does Jesus mean by this again?
所以耶稣描绘了一个军事的场景，有人强迫你走一里路，你就同他走二里。耶稣这话是什么意思？
Jesus is referring to something common in that days, very common. Remember, the land of Judea was under Roman military occupation, and the Roman soldiers...had certain rights under military law, and this was one of the rights of a Roman soldier had.
所以记住，当时的犹大帝是在罗马的统治之下，所以呢，罗马的士兵在军事法下面呢，享有很多的权利。这个，刚才讲的这个就是其中一个。So one of the law is,Roman soldier has the right to ask you to walk, to carry their pack, to walk with them 1 mile. So if a Roman soldier is marching through the land of Judea and he's tired of carrying his pack, he can command a Jewish man or woman to carry his pack for him. So, okay, so let's imagine if you were the person, Roman soldier comes to you and says, "You carry my pack." How are you going to feel?
如果你当时就在犹大地，罗马的兵士呢，对着你说，嘿，来帮我来扛这个东西，你有什么感觉？
Not too happy, right? Because you are despised. Oppressors is forcing you to do something that you would rather not do.Because you might in doing something yourself. You might marching for something, go direction, different direction. So you're not happy.
一定是不高兴，对吗？你被歧视了，压迫着强迫你做一些不愿意的事情。
So what is the Roman soldier will do? He's going to...Drop the pack at your feet. Carry it, Jew. And put his hands on his soul. Meaning what? So you know it, I mean it, okay?
所以当罗马的士兵他会怎么做？他会把背包扔在你的脚边。他说背着他犹太人。把他的手放在他的剑上，这样你就知道他是认真的了。
So, reluctantly, with hatred in your eyes, you pick up the pack and put it on your back. You walk, but not side by side with the soldier. Not...Ahead of the soldier, behind him, you walk, counting every step, and you know exactly how many steps you make for a 1 mile. So when you reach this 1 mile stop, you will immediately stop.And look at the Roman soldier with hatred in your eyes. You take off your pack and as firmly as possible to drop it in his feet and without a word. You just let him know, I fulfilled my obligation. I'm done with you.
所以当你走完这个一里路的时候你数着每一个脚步，你知道一英里到底有多少个步？是1000步。当你走到那一英里的时候，你停下来，你把你的这个背包放在他脚边，一句话也不说，只是让他说：“我已经完成了我的义务，我和你完了。”
But Jesus said, "You had to do the first mile the law requires you."But you have to do the second miles. Oh my God, I just walk unwillingly 1,000 steps. But I have to walk another 1,000 steps. Lord, why? Jesus said, why don't you grab a hold of this situationAnd transform it by love. And say, first mile, I had to miss the Roman soldier. The second mile, I do it out of love of Jesus. I do it for Jesus. Okay, let's talk. You know what Roman soldier will respond? Okay, who is Jesus? 所以耶稣在这里让我们做什么？当我们走完这一英里的时候，耶稣说你要跟他走第二个英里。你借着这一个机会，你带着爱，你告诉他说我已经走了一英里，但是我这个第二个英里是因着耶稣的爱，我要跟你一起走。所以当你这样讲的时候，这个罗马的士兵也许会对你说，好啊，我要知道谁是耶稣。 Do you see the difference? Transform the way we think. In our heart, we say, I am not going to take retribution or revenge upon people who wronged me.But with the love of Jesus, I'm going to forgive them and look for a way to do good towards them. Instead of looking to oppose my enemies and defeat them and get revenge against them, I will do good towards them and take a situation where they are trying to manipulate me, I'm going to transform that manipulation into a free act of love. 我不会试图来反抗我的敌人，打败他们，或者是报复他们，而会善待他们，接受他们试图操控我的情况。我要把这种操纵变成一种自由的爱的行为。So, say to the soldier, Mr. Roman soldier, you don't rule my life. Jesus does. I'm going to carry that pack 2 miles for him. 所以你要告诉罗马士兵，你不主宰我的生活，你也不主宰我的生命，耶稣基督才主宰我。耶稣基督主宰我的生命，我要背着你的包再走一里路。So, the fourth scenario. With those saying Jesus removes the obligation. Okay, so let's read Matthew 5:42. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. 有求你的就给他，有向你借贷的不可推辞。With this saying, Jesus removes the obligation of judging the merits of the request for charity or the loan. How to understand that? So, traditionally, when people say, let's go back to the verse. So here, the ask means begging. And the borrow means somebody may not repay you back. 所以这里的这个求是指那些恳，就是乞丐恳求，而借贷呢，就是有可能是还不了的人。So traditionally,giving to the poor was considered a good deed. 就是在犹太人的传统上面呢，施舍穷人被认为是一件 好事情，一件好事。But Jesus pushes us to even more open-handed. He doesn't ask us to judge the one begging or the one who's seeking a loan. Instead, he encourages us to give freely. Just even don't think about what's their true intention or their motivation or if they are going to return the money or not. 所以耶稣在这里鼓励我们更加慷慨的给予，不要去论断或者去判断祈求的人或者寻求借贷的人他们最终的目的或者是否可以归还。So he encourages us to give without thinking, without like a doubt. So this is a radical form of generosity.One that goes beyond our natural instincts and reflects the boundless love of God. 所以在这里，这样的一种极致的慷慨超越了我们天然的本能，反映了上帝无限的爱。So Jesus...himself lived a life to set a model for us. Jesus himself lived out this radical principle and become a vivid example for all of us, for all his disciples, for all his followers. 耶稣基督本人践行了这一个根本的原则，成为其追随者的生动的榜样。He loves us so much that he died for sinners. 所以他爱世人，甚至为所有的罪人献出了自己，死在十字架上。The obligation of Jesus' disciples is not first to retaliate for the evil done to us, to them, or to protect ourselves.Our personal interest. Our primary obligation is to serve those around us, both those seems deserve it and even those who don't. It's hard for us to really serve those we think they are really not deserve. It is very difficult.So as disciples of the Lord, do not become the obstacles for those who want to turn to the Lord. So we need reflect. We need to think how many times we are not leading people to God. We are become the obstacle. Become...The one preventing them to see God. 所以我们作为主的门徒不要成为人归向神的障碍。So let's pray and, I want to share with you the prayer I did, yesterday.Before I, go to bed, I read this to you, then we can pray together. Because I wrote all those prayers in my, notes. I say, Lord, how can I do that? Because before I stand on this place,I cannot say anything I even cannot do or I don't understand how to do it. Lord, I cannot do it. How can I turn my other cheek after I've been slapped? One. And this is hurting my dignity and my honor. And I've been insulted in the public. Lord, I don't know how to do it.People slapped me with their back of their hands. It is insulting. So it is not just the pain in my body. It's It's hurt. And the Lord, he said to me, my child, your dignity and your honor is in me. All your identities is in me. Nobody can change. Nobody can ruin your identity, ruin your dignity, ruin your honor by slapping your face, even both of your face. You are my beloved child forever. And then I said, Lord, how can I do that? Give my cloak to the person who already grabbed my tunic. I need it to keep me warm at night. Lord said to me, my child, I am your shelter. I am your shepherd. You shall not be in want. You remember David said? David said, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good things. Do you understand, my child? You have all good things and all the fullness of life in me. You already have it. So here's my prayer. I responded. And the Lord continues to say, don't focus on the things that make you upset. Don't focus on the persons who offended you. Don't let those things and the persons drag you down to the darkness. Transform the way you think. Forgive them as I have forgiven you. And find a way to do good towards them with my love in you. So my response to my God, to my Lord, I said with tears, if losing my eye can save one soul, it is worthy. If losing my teeth, Lord can win an opportunity to touch a heart, it is worthy. Let my pain and suffering to fulfill your will, because your will has all my eternal interest. This is my prayer. So I hope all my prayer becomes yours. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for your beautiful message and teaching, Lord. I know you are here. Lord, please continue work in us and let us fully understand what you mean, turn the other one too. What do you mean to give the cloak? What do you mean to walk one more mile? What do you mean to don't turn away from the person who want to borrow from you? Lord, touch our heart and let us see. Yes, Lord, we were one of those person. We were one of the offenders, but we were saved by you. We were forgiven by you. We were Lord, thank you. Transform us, continue working us, and transform our heart, and we can be like you. And we can live out your love, your grace, Lord. Lord, this message become our heart and grow in our mind. And then we can really, really live out, and all our words and our behavior will glorify you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you. We love you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.